These are the worst power cuts in 16 years, leaving large parts of South Africa without electricity for 10 hours or more a day. The cause? Old and badly maintained infrastructure, poor management and allegations of corruption at the state-owned energy utility Eskom. The daily lives of tens of millions of South Africans are disrupted, and facilities such as schools and hospitals have been severely impacted. Trade unions and civil society recently won a court application demanding these public services be exempt from the power cuts, known as load shedding.
The South African Constitution makes it an explicit task of the government to provide for healthcare, provide for safety, and to provide for education. It's clear that when you don't have energy, you can't deliver on that. For the simple reason that when a child goes to hospital in an incubator, they die because incubators don't work in the middle of load shedding. Operations cannot be done. Say crime is increasing during load shedding because the police simply don't have the equipment to deal with crime at the time of load shedding.
But the government says the scheduled outages are preventing a total collapse of the grid, and that exempting certain areas from the blackouts is impossible. Some analysts agree.
You can't cut off a very small individual units. The way this normally works is that entire suburbs or very large areas get cut off at the time. If you wanted to go to a much lower level, you'd need far too many people to do that. You'd need to go to almost every house and switch them off. So practically, it's just not possible.
Analysts say the only way to get around this is to supply alternative energy sources, such as diesel generators or solar panels. Many public facilities like this police station have backup generators to keep the power on. But analysts say the government can't afford to assist all facilities with alternative energy sources, and certainly not within 2 months. The installation would require long-term planning and a lot of money. With the deadline to abide by the court ruling fast approaching, the government says it plans to appeal the judgment to keep power cuts in place. Famida Muller, Al Jazeera, Johannesburg.